Thank you very much. Wow, that's great. Thank you, Mike. Yes, we always start with a choleric. There's no other way to do this. Got to go right to the front, let them have their say, and then have a back into the rest of the time. That's a great one.
Thank you. Yeah, Lorraine's right, so I'm a phlegmatic. There you go. Means I haven't won an argument in 40 years.
Great for humility. Because I have a great arguer who just can do it any time there. Phlegmatics are about 180 from the, in terms of temperament, are about 180 from the choleric, where the choleric reacts intensely and quickly. Think of every single person on the radio from 4 to 6 p.m. They're cholerics. News happened 10 minutes ago. They have a strong opinion right now. This is the way it is. All right. Whereas a phlegmatic, they had phlegmatics on the radio at that time. We would come on about 3 weeks later. I have some thoughts about what happened on January 2nd. I want to share them with you right now. So I have to think it through a little bit. And that's why I remember on the radio at that time. It was hard for them. Phlegmatics are dependable, polite, and even tempered. So not trying to be so intense, but trying to fit in. Trying to take the kind of social, emotional cue and kind of work with it, okay? More comfortable usually being team players. In fact, when I interview phlegmatics and they say, oh, I'm a team player, I go, you probably are. You probably are. I kind of believe it. I mean, everybody says that in interviews, but the phlegmatic is usually true. They're more docile and more obedient, usually. So we like to say to people, if you have children, you haven't had a phlegmatic yet, keep going until you get at least one of those. Because you want at least one child that does what you say, you know what I mean? Phlegmatics sometimes will just take the blame. Now, cholerics are not afraid of stress, kind of like stress. One of the great cholerics, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, used to like to invite the Republicans over for breakfast because he could just fight with them. He wanted to have a good fight in the morning to get the day started, you know? It might be a sense our current president has some of those tendencies as well, of fighting and liking to fight. Phlegmatics are the opposite. We like it cool, calm, and a little less stressful, because that's kind of what we like to do. So sometimes even if I take the blame, will the argument stop? Yes, I'll take the blame. The argument stops, that's right there. Phlegmatics play a critical role in families and our culture and in leadership roles that they tend to be peacemakers. Now we are a faith when we encounter Christ, when Christ comes into us, that we have a sense of peace. Now that allows us actually to go out and fight and take on the world and stuff, but the notion of peace is not a trivial thing in our faith or really anywhere. However, sometimes, just like cholerics, kind of like conflict, it's a little bit of a sport. Why are you taking that so seriously? Just because we fought for 2 hours. Kiss and make up, right? And you're kind of going, I don't know. Phlegmatics kind of sometimes hate conflict. And this is a strength weakness that we have to explore if you're phlegmatic, is the fear of conflict or the great distaste for conflict, because sometimes you really can't get anything worthwhile done without some conflict. You want to become a doctor, you're going to have to get to med school and pay all those bills. There's going to be conflict. You want to become a lawyer, you want to become a priest, you want to become a leader. If you want to be a father in our culture, there's going to be conflict. So I think what it's helpful is like that to know, I don't like conflict, but I need to figure out how to prudently decide where I need to have conflict in my life, because you really can't avoid it. Now the cholerics just love to argue. This is one of the big tensions in our marriage when we first started, before we knew the temperaments. Why does she have to argue about everything? Can I put on one tie, the old criticism? Just one. You know, they didn't even do hate, just pretend you like it for the day. There's constant debate on things all the time. It was really a temperament clash. It was a temperament clash. So we kind of had to learn over the years how to do that, because you can't avoid conflict and all that. So I just kind of offer that for those of you out there in the same kind of situation we're in. Clerics like to stir things up, sometimes for its own sake. Phlegmatics really like to keep peace and harmony almost at all costs sometimes. So the clerics have a lot of natural confidence. By the way, as we said, confidence does not mean competence, right? The person who can't see is asking people in the back to raise their hand. This is classic. But I know it's coming, so I know that. On the other hand, phlegmatics tend to not have natural confidence, kind of put themselves too low and all that. Now, this can be great for humility, just like humility is a great challenge for clerics, more natural for phlegmatics. On the other hand, sometimes phlegmatics can lose all confidence, and therefore confidence and become like doormats, and let people knock them around and push them around, almost as if we didn't have the dignity of God in our soul. So you got to watch out for that as a phlegmatic, and don't let people just kind of roll over you. We all want to be servant leaders right? We don't want to be doormats. There's a big difference. We'll talk about that later. I'll give you an example. We had a phlegmatic son. Was in high school. Was a good kid. By the way, they tend to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear God, for at least one of those. He's a good kid. So he would bring home the folder from the school. We had never seen this before because we never had a phlegmatic kid before. Our other kids would go, yes, thank you, sister, very much. Thank you. Boom, go home. So he would bring it home and give it to the parents as he was told to do. So Lorraine and I were looking at it and go, whoa, look at this. They're going to have student body president nominations coming up. And then we said to our son, it's a small little Catholic school in Manassas, Virginia. And we said, particularly the cleric wife said, hey, Lorraine, have you thought about running for president? And my phlegmatic son said, no, I had never thought about running for president. We said, why don't you? So we kind of talked about some ideas about that and kind of encouraged him to give it a shot. What the heck? Give it a shot. Well, anyhow, because we kind of encouraged him, he did it. So pay attention to this. Parents suggest something, child does it. And what happened was a beautiful thing. He won, our son won, and then came the conflict, right? You said you were going to do this, you promised that. Wait, this side says this, and that was such a great learning tool for the young phlegmatic to become a man, right? How to handle conflict, how to be in a leadership role. Also want to be clear, phlegmatics can be great leaders. There's nothing against, it's just that the cleric has some more natural tendencies, but the beautiful quality of kind of working with people, getting both sides of the story, which are great leadership skills, turned out to be pretty. Now, our other daughter, by the way, she ran for president, class president every year, never won. And so we had all these Lucy for President signs in our garage every year. And she had to be in the school play, she couldn't sing. It goes on and on. It was a musical. She played the napkin. It was okay. So many people thought I was kind of a dominating napkin than Beauty and the Beast. Usually the napkin is more demure back there somewhere to hide. Now, sometimes you can tell phlegmatics and stuff by things like how do you find a parking place. Whenever I'm with Lorraine, which is most of my life, that's the way it goes, and going somewhere, she always wanted to fight for the best parking spot. Because life is a constant fight and you don't take a break. And so, all right, my tendency is to first base I see, I park, relax, and we take a walk. So we come in and just go to the room. Sometimes I just pull rank. I'm the man of the house. I'm going to take the first space I see. So we park the car, and about a half hour later, we get to the theater. To see the And so we go to see the movie. We see a movie, and right away as we're walking, it's a long walk. Walking back to our car, Lorraine breaks down the movie. Right now, right away, and I don't even have to ask. Her opinion. Never, actually. I'm not sure. I don't know. Oh, yeah, Denzel Washington. I'm not sure. I think he was better in the Philadelphia store. That was better. This was good. He did a pretty good job. No. The music was great. The dialogue was not so good. So as we're walking, and then she goes, what do you think, Art? And I go, music was a musical. Okay. So pretty unimpressive. But the next day I get up, and bing, I want to talk about the movie. So, hey, Lorraine. I want something I want to talk about. Let's talk about the movie. She goes, well, that was last night. So I mention this because this could be a conflict in marriages. I want to talk, you don't. You don't want to talk, I do. You have strong reactions right away, what's wrong with you? I do have reactions, I like to think it through. The phlegmatics will have strong reactions and things like that, but it's usually not immediate. There's a certain kind of filtering that goes on that's not as impressive. And it's partly it's because of the fear of conflict. I really do want to get it right before I disclose my opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that. So kind of, if you have that kind of conflict, just kind of give it a little bit of time. We'll talk about it more later. Christ says, hey, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. This is really the great gift of the phlegmatics. And the natural virtues of phlegmatics are humility, cooperation, team players. It said that St. Thomas Aquinas was a phlegmatic, and he was rather productive. And he probably could have his books piling up from here to the entrance of the church. He was so productive. In the Dominican world, and they said, we got to bring a guy in our hands, keep him doing philosophy, and that's what he did. His methodological analysis of the heresies of the day was shown that he was able to perfectly understand the opposing position. Aquinas had great empathy. Sometimes they say he gave better arguments for the other side than they could give. I'm not going to give you that argument, that's not even worth it. Let me tell you, try this, that's better. Okay, good, now let me take it down, that kind of thing. And it was based on his tremendous empathy to understand the trends of his time, to really get to the bottom of it, that was kind of a quality. a natural talent for peace, cooperation, being able to get along with many different types of people, diplomatic skills, sense of humor, humility, and these are great gifts to the family, great gifts to the church. Now, Lorraine's going to talk about the sanguine temperament.
Thank you, Lorraine.